Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Tea time lecture.
How Sir Galahad found the Grail and died of that finding. Sir Galahad rode on till he met Sir Percival, and afterwards Sir Bors, whom they greeted most gladly, and they bore each other company. First they came to the castle of Carbonek, where dwelled King Pelles, who welcomed them with joy, for he knew by their coming the quest of the Grail would be fulfilled. Then they departed on other adventures, and it is told how Galahad cured the maimed king by anointing him with the blood from a certain holy spear. That same night, at midnight, a voice bade them arise and quit the castle, which they did, followed by three knights of Gaul. Then Galahad prayed every one of them that if they reached King Arthur's court, they should salute Sir Lancelot, his father, and those knights of the Round Table that were present. And with that he left them, and Sir Bors and Sir Percival with him. For 3 days they rode, till they came to a shore, and found a ship awaiting them. And in the midst of it was the Table of Silver, and the Holy Grail, which was covered with red samite. Then were their hearts right glad, and they made great reverence thereto. And Galahad prayed that at what time he asked, he might depart out of this world. So long he prayed that at length a voice said to him, Galahad, thou shalt have thy desire, and when thou askest the death of the body, thou shalt have it, and shall find the life of the soul. Percival likewise heard the voice, and besought Galahad to tell him why he had asked such things. And Galahad answered, The other day, when we saw a part of the adventures of the Holy Grail, I was in such a joy of heart that never did man feel before, and I knew well that when my body is dead, my soul shall be in joy of which the other was but a shadow. The three knights were in that ship for some time, till at length they saw before them the city of Sarras. Then they took from the ship the Table of Silver, and Sir Percival and Sir Bors went first, and Sir Galahad followed after to the gate of the city, where sat an old man that was crooked. At the sight of the old man, Sir Galahad called to him to help them carry the table, for it was heavy. Truly, answered the old man, it is 10 years since I have gone without crutches. Care not for that, said Galahad, but rise up now and show your good will. So he arose and found himself as whole as ever he was, and he ran to the table, and held up the side next to Galahad. And there was much noise in the city that a cripple was healed by three knights newly entered in. This reached the ears of the king, who sent for the knights and questioned them. And they told him the truth and of the Holy Grail. But the king listened to nothing at all they said, but put them into a deep hole in the prison. Even here they were not without comfort, for a vision of the Holy Grail sustained them. At the end of a year, the king lay sick and felt he should die, and he called the three knights and asked forgiveness of the evil he had done to them, which they gave gladly. Then he died, and the whole city was afraid and knew not what to do. Till while they were in a council, a voice came to them and bade them choose the youngest of the three strange knights for their king. And they did so. And so Galahad was proclaimed king. After this, he ordered that a coffer of gold and precious stones should be made to encompass the Table of Silver. And every day he and the two knights would kneel before it and make their prayers. Now, at the year's end, on the selfsame day that Galahad had been crowned king. He arose up early and came with the two knights to the palace. And he saw a man in the likeness of a bishop, encircled by a great crowd of angels, kneeling before the holy vessel. He called to Galahad and said to him, "Come forth, thou servant of Christ, and thou shalt see what thou hadst much desired to see." Then Galahad began to tremble right hard when the flesh first beheld the things of the spirit, and he held up his hand to heaven and said, "Lord, I thank thee, for now I see that which hath been my desire for many a day. Now, blessed Lord, I would no longer live if it might please thee." Then Galahad went to Percival and kissed him and commended him to God. And he went to Sir Bors and kissed him and commended him to God and said, "Fair Lord, salute me to my Lord Sir Lancelot, my father, and bid him remember this unstable world." Therewith he knelt down before the table and made his prayers. And while he was praying, his soul suddenly left the body and was carried by angels up into heaven, which the two knights right well witnessed. Also they saw come from heaven a hand, but no body behind it, and it came unto the vessel and took it and the spear and bore them back to heaven. Since then, no man has dared to say that he has seen the Holy Grail. When Percival and Bors saw Galahad lying dead, they made as much sorrow as ever two men did, and the people of the country and of the city were of heavy heart. They buried him as befitted their king. As soon as Galahad was buried, Sir Percival sought a hermitage outside the city and put on the dress of a hermit. And Sir Bors was always with him, but kept the dress that he wore at court. When a year and 2 months had passed, Sir Percival died also, and was buried by the side of Galahad. And Sir Bors left that land, and after long riding came to Camelot. There was great joy made of him in the court, for they had held him as dead. And the king ordered great clerks to attend him, and to write down all his adventures, and those of Sir Percival and Sir Galahad. Next, Sir Lancelot told the adventures of the Grail, which he had seen, and this likewise was written and placed with the others in almonaries at Salisbury. And by, Sir Bors said to Sir Lancelot, "Galahad your son salutes you through me, and after you, King Arthur and all the court, and so did Sir Percival, for I buried them with my own hands in the city of Sarras. Also, Sir Lancelot, Galahad prays you to remember of this uncertain world, as you promised when you were together." "That is true," said Sir Lancelot, "and I trust his prayer may avail me." But the prayer but little availed Sir Lancelot, for he fell to his old sins again. And now the knights were few that survived the search for the Grail, and the evil days of Arthur began.